This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't
recently
vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We appreciate it. Yeah, with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, as well as Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Don't judge me. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. Up until that point, we're going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, because there's much to cover, friends. Concerning the political landscape right now, as I've shared with you so often, there's a video out there called Clinton Chronicles, which exposes both Bill and Hillary for the criminals that they are. And I'm going to highlight some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple moments here, but people do need to understand that she is not a legitimate candidate. She is interjected, folks. She does not have support. She's interjected, folks, by the establishment, and you need to understand when I'm saying that we're dealing with a foreign government here, we're dealing with people that are set against our constitutional republic and the enumerated laws found within. These people run counter to everything that we are, and you can see it through the Barack Hussein Obama criminal administration, the preceding administrations from the Bushes back to the Clintons again, the Bush again, and folks, we need to deal with the issues. We're talking about people, we're talking about players that are playing with our freedoms, that our brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads have fought, bled, and died in many cases, ratifying, friends, and you're allowing these politicians, these criminal politicians, to desecrate their memory every step of the way. Why that is, I have no idea. As a 27-year-old staff attorney for the House Judiciary Committee during the Watergate investigation, which was a pedophile ring cover-up, Hillary Rodham Clinton was fired by her supervisor, lifelong Democrat Jerry Zeifman. He said, when asked why Hillary Rodham was fired, Zeifman said in an interview, because she's a liar, she was unethical, she's a dishonest lawyer, and she conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of all confidentiality, friends. Of course. Of course, friends, that's exactly what she's doing, because this is what she is. And why she is put up, again, I just want to lay this to your candor. Friends, why is it that she literally has zero support outside of the narrative that the state-controlled CIA is interjecting and throwing and inundating on the American people? That's the only support she's got, literally. How is it that she's put up as a legitimate candidate, even when we look at her counterpart, Bernie Sanders, who is nothing less than a communist full-blown, friends, which means he is an enemy to this country? He is not upholding the Constitution. He seeks to tear it down. How is it that he has more support than she does, but every time you turn around from CNN to Fox News to MSNBC, why are they always putting up Hillary Clinton next to the Republican candidate? She's not winning the numbers. She's not winning the polls, friends. Do you not realize the severity of what's going on in your country? I mean, friends, you need to understand that there are people out there right now on the front lines trying to awaken you to the fact that, listen, everywhere the Clintons go, there's dead bodies that follow, friends. I know of Clinton Chronicles, there was 147 folks back in the 90s. Now there's new reports out coming, just recent reports where there's 47 dead bodies recently around the Clintons. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes here from Dick Morris. He said, and you'll hear him say, that he left the Clintons when Hillary Clinton hired Secret Service to go after women victimized by her husband. Now do you understand what Scripture means, that the mercies of the wicked are cruel? I want you to listen to this. Dick Morris left the Clinton administration. He said, it was enough when Hillary Clinton hired Secret Service to go after women that Bill victimized. It's exactly what you're seeing through this administration today. And again, when you're talking about Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, don't forget, America, this is the Clinton's administration tried and true concerning their crimes against you, the people. And they're still there. They're more experienced now, but they're still there because the American people are allowing them to play. America, I'm speaking to you. You're allowing them to play with your blood-bought freedoms. Let me remind you. Until you set and send the message to Washington, D.C., or any other representative in what capacity it may be, until you send the message that you will not tolerate any of those that want to violate the enumerated laws in the Constitution, nothing is going to change. You are going to be dealing with people like this 40 years later. Just think about this, friends. Hillary Clinton has been in politics in your country. You've known since day one that she is criminal from the beginning to the very end. But we're not there yet because you haven't put forth judgment. And that's what we're going to talk about. But they are going to continuously do the things that they do, friends, because they are allowed to do it. Now, I call them players for the very reason that they, again, friends, are playing with our freedoms, our blood-bought freedoms. Remember what Thomas Edison said. He was right when he said this. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Friends, that includes all enemies, both foreign and domestic. None of the above said, Bernie Sanders, friends. Hillary Clinton, there is no legitimacy to their candidacies, friends. Zero. When we go back over to the Clintons, which I'm going to highlight in just a couple moments, she is a criminal. I got a question. How many crimes do the Clintons need to commit, or the Barack Hussein Obamas and their administration, how many crimes do they need to commit against you, America, before you actually put your foot down on it? Again, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Let me say this, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And again, the message is real clear, friends. Nobody that serves we the people with their hand on the Bible and their hand up in the air swearing to God and man to uphold the Constitution has a right to tear it down. And if they do, it is criminal. Article 2, Section 4. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Never know how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just to kick this off, and I'm just going to highlight this. I'm going to cover it as quickly as possible. Here's a piece by Dick Morse, who was on Larry King's show. And listen carefully as to what he had to say about the likes of the Hillary Clinton friends, just so you understand the severity of what's going on here.
Really turned me off was the what I call the secret police. When she hired this fleet of detectives to go around examining all of the women who had been identified with Clinton, not for the purpose of divorcing Clinton, not for the purpose of getting him to stop, but for the purpose of developing blackmail material on these women to cow them into silence. That had a Nixonian quality to it. That I hold against her, and I continue to.
Okay, so now we're talking about someone that's running for the president of the United States, friends, again. Back in the 90s, known of 147 dead bodies, known as being one of the biggest, well, he was in America, the biggest drug dealer and drug trafficker in the United States of America was none other than Bill Clinton in Mena, Arkansas. We know him as an adulterer. We know that he was selling secrets back in the 90s to the Chinese. That's why he was impeached. It had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky, friends. ChinaGate. He was committing the act of treason against you, America. And he's still free? And he's going out there, friends, counting the horn for his wife to become the next president? We have how many whistleblowers come forward on the Clintons, America, and they're still there? I got a question for you. On Saturday, I'd shared with you that I've been going through the book of Jeremiah. You know, it comes to a point where you have to ask yourself, anybody with a little common sense, when is enough enough? And I'm not talking about you having enough of the criminals, friends. I'm talking about God having enough of showing mercy to a nation that doesn't deserve it. My question to you is, how do you show mercy to a people that could care less about the crimes of those that are supposed to represent them? What should be the fruit of that fallout? What should be the fruit out the fruit of the fallout, friends? I'm laying that to your candor. Do you realize that there's a point where the Lord told Jeremiah, don't even pray for him anymore? Judgment's coming. There's no sense. There's nothing that can stop this now. At this point, it's coming. This is what the Lord said through Jeremiah. See, the American people are so used to a false grace and a false mercy that they don't realize, and a false love, that God is such a good judge, a loving God. Yes, God is love. We understand that. But because he loves, he brings forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked so people at large can understand his mercy. The mercy isn't shown to them that are committing the crimes against the innocent. The mercy is shown against the wicked. But the American church doesn't understand that. They're the ones teaching you, thou shalt not judge. Hey, America, how is that working out? How is that working out for you? You've taken that message. Oh, folks, after Saturday's show, I got a couple shots taken at me. Of course they don't want to call in. They just want to listen to the show. They want to throw in their two cents because they don't want to be challenged on their unscriptural, unbiblical perspective. You're cowards, you listening to me, that don't have the gall to call in. 1-866-582-9933. You want to attempt to justify yourself by throwing stuff on me after the show, but during the show you don't want to have anything to do with going live because you know what you're saying is unjust, and it's not scriptural. And you're attempting to justify your wickedness before a just and a holy God. Who are you, Job said, to give counsel to God? You are not. Real Christians understand that we're wrong and he's right. Now, going back to my point, friends, speaking of the Clintons, how long do you suppose the Lord should contend with the people that don't care themselves? How much mercy would you show upon a person that allows, and I'm talking about a body, I'm talking about the United States, how much mercy, if you were God, would you tolerate knowing that 318 million people, and a majority of them easily, stand down and do nothing about the crimes that are being committed against the innocent in this country? Does it not come to the point where the Lord says, don't even pray for them? It's over. Judgment's coming. Yeah, see, but again, we go back to the professed church, and what do we hear? Oh, we're going to be raptured, we're going to be raptured, we're going to be raptured. Can somebody show me that in Scripture, please? Because I want to see that. The only thing you want to be raptured from, you burnt hippie, is the fact that you want to be raptured from your responsibility, and you're the very reason that we're in trouble today because you've left off the commandments and the judgments of a most holy God that you say that you love. You're worthless. The devil can't even use people like you. And furthermore, you pick scriptures like a pigeon picking peas. You take them out of context, and then you put them together, and then you go around and you give a false message of the character of who God is. Have you failed to understand that God said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin, one that looks just like you and your lawless worker of iniquity self? And the Bible says we're not to bow down nor serve them, but yet these people serve them. And we're in trouble today because too many people don't want to take responsibility. I want to tell you this. Every time I go into a hotel, just like this last weekend, first things my kids do is they go into the hotel room, they grab the Bible because they know Dad's going to read it and he's going to highlight it because I got to feed on the bread of life so I can understand the will of the Lord every step of the way, like it or not. But folks, let's get back to this again. We're talking about a Clinton. We're talking about, 46 new bodies that are now coming to the light that are around the Clintons. It's being said that wherever Hillary Clinton goes, dead bodies are found. And I just highlighted, friends, that Dick Morris left the administration because he's seen that Hillary had actually hired Secret Service to go after women victimized by Bill for the purpose of blackmailing them women. You want to talk about a wicked, 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 wicked person? Here you have it right now. I also want to tell you, from the inside out, friends, you do need to understand this, that if you think Barack was bad, if you think that Billy Bob was bad, her husband, friends, you haven't seen anything yet. And you better bet your bottom dollar they intend to throw her into the White House, regardless of what you say or not. it's not time to act in November or December or in October, or let me go back, or September or August or July or June. It's time to act now. As a matter of fact, if I was to take it and say, when should we have acted concerning these criminals? We should have acted after her first crime. But again, the American people have added strength to their tyranny because of tolerance and apathy, which is always the first fruits of a dying society. And that's exactly what we're up against. Hey, folks, fascinating information is going viral about Hillary and Bill Clinton, which exposes just how truly ruthless they are. As a matter of fact, in many ways, they're worse than Obama, which is hard to outdo, friends. One major reason I say this is because the Clintons have a long history of people in their inner circle dying under mysterious circumstances. Now, you know who's responsible for the killing, friends. They may have not actually pulled the trigger or sliced their throats or cut off their hands and their feet like they did the two kids that actually eyewitnessed the drug drops in Mena, Arkansas. Or whatever the other 144 or how they were killed or shotgun blasts or whatever the case is, friends. The personal bodyguards that died at Waco that were shot by their own people, which you can watch that on film, they're responsible for giving the order, but they've always got those useful idiots that will do their bidding for them. We know that. Hey, folks, 46 people who are close to the Clintons have died. That number should give us all pause, because if Hillary Clinton was a Republican, that number would be the question asked by reporters every day. Hey, folks, don't get caught up in the Republican-Democrat charade, because it's a charade and nothing more, nothing less. They're all in it together. Now, the latest to be added to the list is Walter Scheib. He was hired by the Clinton White House to work as a chef and continued to serve during the Bush administration. No difference. Bush, Clintons, all working for the same devil. Interestingly, he was reported missing during a hike, and his body was found almost 2 miles away at the bottom of a river. No cause of death has ever been made, but the death date is listed as June 13th, 2015. The list is far more extensive than that. For example, Mary Mahoney was a Clinton White House intern who was executed brutally at a Starbucks she was managing in 1997. She was a lesbian. She became close friends with all of the interns of the early Clinton administration, and they would seek her advice after Bill's sexual advancements. She would have been a star witness during the Clinton impeachment trials, but interestingly enough and conveniently enough, she just suddenly fell off the face of the earth through execution. Oh, and folks, we're going to come right back, because I'm going to give you a couple more, and then we're going to hit the highlight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, brand new article up, friends. Roger Stone, if someone finds me dead, blame Hillary, because there's nothing wrong with me. Don't believe it if you find me dead, said he. Going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How time flies. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, just a reminder, don't want your emails. Don't want your emails. Get them all day long, all week long. Phones are open. If you want to call in and you want to go ahead and throw your stuff at me, you go ahead and do so. 1-866-582-9933. But I do want to let you know the reason that people don't, for the most part, call in, friends, because they understand that facts are stubborn things. And I'm not moving from what's been solidified, from what's been established through the Bible, which is the rock upon which we put our feet upon, nor am I moving from the Constitution. Nor the original way it was intended to be established, folks. God doesn't change. His word is settled forever in heaven. And it's not going anywhere. And the only people that want to contend with you, friends, are those that want to debate or they want to have some sort of a conversation to go ahead and, well, you know, hopefully you'll compromise. You know, compromise means where two people get together and they both agree on what's wrong. Well, I'm not that guy. It's just not going to work that way here. But if you want to call in and you want to throw out your opinion, and it doesn't have to be contention, friends, but I do get sick and tired of putting the number out there, and then after the show we get phone calls, and then after the show we get messages, and then after the show then we get live feeds, and then we get emails. Nope, that's what this show is for. If you're on the side of what I'm talking about, folks, this is your show. Let others know that you're out there doing what you're doing. It's important. It encourages one another, friends, rather than there's nothing we can do about it. Nope, I want to tell you what I did in my community. This is what's happening, and we won the day in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to highlight a couple more of these, and I'm not going to take a whole lot of time on this, but just highlighting the dead bodies around the Clintons once again. Charles Ruff was one of the Clintons' attorneys during the impeachment trial and was known to have inside information on the White House email scandal as well. Original reports were that he died in an accident in his home, although, again, conveniently, no details were given. Then the report changed to claim that he was found in his bedroom unconscious, then declared dead on arrival at the hospital. The authorities will provide no details. Listen again, friends. Listen how emboldened they have become. The authorities, no, those servants that work for we the people will provide no details other than the usual and quite premature assurances that there was no foul play involved. A hundred and how many times now, friends? We have James McDougal. He was serving his three-year sentence for bank fraud. You should see the acquaintances that Clintons have around them, friends. A lot of foreigners, man, that hate America just like they do. But again, under judgment, God said, I'll appoint over you those that hate you. Read Leviticus 26 when you get a moment. James McDougal, man, he just had some inside information, too. And for some reason or another, he just had a mysterious heart attack. He wasn't attended to by the EMT, medical technicians. Wow. Man, there's a lot of bad people working for these bad people, aren't there? It sure is. What about, and you probably have heard of Vince Foster, who was found dead in Fort Marcy Park in Washington, D.C. He supposedly killed himself with a shotgun and was found a few days later with a suitcase that contained a shredded suicide notice. Huh. Man, it's amazing. Hey, folks, you want to hear some just crazy theories? I'll tell you what. Those that give the reports on the behalf of the murderers, the Clintons, it's absolutely second to none. I mean, guy shoots himself 8 times in the head with a shotgun. It's suicide. Okay. See, folks, they follow the advice of past tyrants and dictators. The more that you tell them the lie, the more they'll believe it. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to take Tim from Wyoming really quick. Hey, Tim, thank you for calling in, my radio friend. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Bradley. I appreciate your show today. I was actually just listening to Roger Stone on Alex Jones. So,
yes.
I don't know if you heard that before you came on or what, but he was mentioning, you know, the various crimes and misdemeanors. Well, misdemeanors, yeah. That's an understatement. But anyway, the serious crimes that have been committed by the past administrations. And well, I mean, honestly, he was not necessarily apologizing to Richard Nixon, but he said the American people should apologize because Richard Nixon was 1% of 1% of the criminal that the past two or three administrations have been.
So, that's right.
Yeah. Think about that. We've got obviously, as you say, the tyrants. The tyrants are running everything today, and no one wants to stand up to them. I was listening to Roger Fredenberg actually. I think it was yesterday. I don't remember if it was yesterday or maybe Saturday. But anyway, I was listening to. They call it Homeland Security Radio or something like that anyway on GCN.
Yep.
But anyway, I was listening to him and he said the people need to stand up. And well, actually, I think the word he said was rise up against the tyranny. And mm-hmm. Honestly, even though we speak about it on and on and on, and most people don't want to know, don't care, don't want to hear it because it interrupts their you know, big screen TV watching and their iPhone gazing and their whatever else they feel like doing that, you know, keeps them from actually paying attention to reality.
Yeah.
I'm being long-winded here. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine, Tim. But what's happening here is the American people have given themselves and subjected themselves to tyrants, and right. They have rejected the patriots that are actually
right.
Standing up, exposing the tyrants for who they are. And they'll even accept the narrative set by the tyrants themselves in the state-controlled narrative. And I can give you a prime example right now. We're seeing out in Oregon these federal prisoners. Well, we have a couple of these guys coming right now. Listen, if Lavoy Vinnicum's not shot down in broad daylight on some desolate highway road in Oregon by the government because the governor said so for exposing the crimes, it's interesting that we're seeing right now the Bundy Ranch political prisoners are dropping bombshells from prison to awaken the American people that the federal government doesn't own the land in which they were stealing away in the first place. And it's like we have these good guys in prison right now trying to let the American people know, listen, this is what your government is doing, and they just push it off like it has nothing to do with them and their posterity, when in fact it has everything to do with them today and their posterity tomorrow.
Right. I mean, we're, you know, if we don't fight for what's left of what we have of our country today. Now, I hear libertarians saying that they prefer that the country as it exists today. Well, actually, I don't even think they mean as it exists today, but they prefer that a country, an actual bordered land where there are laws and rules and regulations and people have to abide in a moral fashion with one another, they would prefer for that to end. And they say, and then they call them, they say anarchy. And I've always thought that the term anarchy meant destruction of government. Actually, anarchy is a no law,
right, without law.
Right, without law. They mean basically, what was it that? I can't remember the guy's name, but he said, Aleister Crowley, I think. He said, "Do what thou wilt, though, shall be the whole of the law."
That's right. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, correct?
Right. I don't know anything about the Satanic Bible. I mean, I lived in California. I never went to the Church of Satan or whatever. I mean, you know, Anton LaVey was on the cover of the Eagles' Hotel California album.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, I thought they were talented musicians, but I don't know that they were Satanists. But anyway, the case is that people are ignorant of, well, obviously they're ignorant of history. They're ignorant of morality. They don't care what morality is. They said morality is just a word. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about that, though, Tim? I could walk down the street and I could just have a, I could strike up a conversation with someone at a gas pump, and I'd ask them, can I ask you, are you a Christian? Oh, 7 to 8 out of 10 will say they're Christians. And then if you ask them, can you recite like 3 of the 10 commandments for me? No, they don't. You know, it's interesting because Anton LaVey himself would say within himself, and he told the people, listen, you don't have to worry about people going to church because they're just doing what the guy up at the pulpit's saying, or they're following him rather than the word of God. And therein lies the problem right there. And it was Jesus. I got to interject this really quick. That's exactly right. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, the religious hypocrites of the day, he said, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And here we have it. But Tim, for the sake of time, I always appreciate you calling in, my friend. I will give you the last 10 seconds. How's that sound?
Well, that's fine. I didn't want to be long-winded, you know, the brother from another mother, long-winded brother. But anyway, I'm still working on my show, so I just want to let you know about that. I'll get back to you later on. Thanks again for keeping up the good work, and God bless your efforts.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Tim, let us know when you do get out there, and we'll broadcast it for you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, you got it. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Arizona representatives just posted now. Demand transparency in the death of Lavoy Vinnicum. Yes, friends. The said tyrant in the White House has useful idiots that will do their killing for them. How ridiculous that sounds, I know. But friends, in Arizona, representatives are demanding transparency in the death of Lavoy Vinnicum. I don't know what sort of transparency they're looking for, because you can see it right online. You can watch the video. You can see who did the killing that day. You can see who was ambushed that day, who was set up that day. And it was your federal government that murdered him, shot him dead in the street on cameras. In America, you want transparency? What do you need? For real. Gotta ask you the question. We're gonna come right back, friends. And as I said, I wanted to talk about judgment here. And we're gonna have to make that tomorrow show. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna highlight some more crazy stuff happening in your country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to be honest with you. I wish I had two more hours today because I got so much content, and my heart is burning up out of your belly, friends. That rivers of living waters that flows out of you. I'm telling you what, I have a fire shut up in my bones, and it feels like it just wants to burst out, right? Because we're made ministers of the flames of fire. Hey, friends, as I was talking to you about, and I want to say this because, first of all, I love God, and the fruit of that is I love my brothers and my sisters. Regardless if you hate my guts or not, I still have a heart for you. When I go to Jeremiah 7:16, I want you to listen carefully. The Lord had enough with the people that knew the truth and did not. It reminds me of Mark 8:18 where Jesus said, "Having eyes, see you not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do you not remember?" He's given an analogy, but the analogy applies across the boards. He was talking about the miracles at that particular point. But it also talks about in the book of Isaiah where you have eyes but you see not, you have ears but you hear not. Well, America, you have eyes to see. You have ears to hear, but you don't apply them. Faith without works is dead, right? In Jeremiah 7, verse 16, it tells us, the Lord said through Jeremiah the prophet, and let me tell you, We're on this pivoting point in this country. You can mark my words on it. Because according to judgments right now, and you can prove the word spot on prophetically in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, what's coming next is the sword. And we can already see this as taking place on the innocent in the womb, but that's not what God meant. He meant upon the heads of the wicked who allowed those sorts of things to take place. Therefore, pray not for them, Jeremiah. Don't pray for this people. Neither lift up or cry nor pray for them. Neither make intercession to me for them, because I will not hear, saith the Lord. That's scary, isn't it? Friends, when going to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlighting the topics in which we're highlighting today, listen to this. Arizona representatives demand transparency in the death of Lavoie Finicum. Folks, you don't need any more evidence than you've already gotten. You've seen them ambush and kill Lavoie Finicum. You've seen it on film. You can watch it. Okay? And why was he killed? Because he was protesting his government. And if you read Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights, he has every reason and right in the world to go ahead and do so. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, you can also find out what our forefathers did concerning tyranny in government. You're to throw off that government and reinstitute. Right? We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. That's common sense. That's applied all day long across the boards with anybody that's got a bit of common sense. But folks, did you know that just reported on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know as well, another topic, two more holistic doctors found dead, one allegedly committed suicide on Mother's Day. Now, how many is that, folks, over the last year? 15? 20? Who's killing off these holistic doctors, friends? Why is it that they don't want you to have natural remedy to cure a disease or illness in any sense of the word? I mean, again, America, you have eyes to see and you have ears to hear. Here, we were talking about the Clintons earlier, but I wanted to highlight this as well, friends. Did you know that on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, a vote for the anti-gun sentencing bill is a vote for Hillary Clinton? You do know that the Clintons, again, just like the Obamas, they're anti-gunners. You do need to understand that they are working together with the UN and foreign countries to destroy you from the very bottom up. And you also understand that Hillary Clinton, another topic on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a plethora of them, friends. She's the one that said that those that own guns in this country, she called you terrorists. Do you not see how this works? And you know all the well who the terrorists are, friends. Terror defined in the Oxford Dictionary, friends, the original definition was government by intimidation. So there's your answer. You know who the terrorists are. You know who the criminals are. But there she is. She's playing the system of freedom, friends, as she tramples the blood that bought the freedoms in which we have. I just want to set the record straight really quick. You don't need 30 rounds to hunt. We're told this all the time by the corrupting government. I mean, good government loves the fact that you're armed, America, but corrupt government wants you disarmed because they want control over your lives, every aspect of your lives. You're told you don't need 30 rounds to hunt. Well, first of all, I want to tell you something. My rights didn't come from you, corrupt politician. My rights come from God, number one. And number two, you derive your authority that has been given unto you from we the people. You derive your just powers from the consent of we the people, not you and your special interest groups and your foreign enemies, America's foreign enemies that you're allied with to destroy our country. Let me say this. Again, you're told you don't need 30 rounds to hunt. Well, that's correct. But I also want to say this. The Second Amendment was not written in case the deer turn against us. I want you to listen to me again. You're told by the corrupting government in this country today, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt. And I reply, correct. But again, the Second Amendment wasn't written, nor was it written in case the deer turn against us. No, it was written in case our government turns against us. And guess what, America? there's many that have turned against us. And there's no nice way to say it. The last mercy of God is that you are still an armed people. These people today are pushing for war. Mark my words. They've already committed the act. I'm for peace, but they're for war, said King David. That's exactly right. See, because they want to rule through force. That's what's going to bring about war. When they rule, and in this case, folks, they're not rulers. Again, they're servants. They're representatives of the laws, and they're to magnify those laws. But when they enforce those laws, you have peace. So therefore, you can understand who's guilty of trying to incite war against the American people. They're not doing it lawfully, friends. They're doing it illegally and unlawfully. And there again, keep in mind, there's always a good guy and there's always a bad guy. And a good majority, easy, hands down, in this country already realize that this administration has gone way too far. It's gone way too far. Yep, and he's going to continuously push it. He's going to push the envelope harder and harder and harder and harder again. Because once again, America, you've encouraged him and his administration and the likes of the Clintons and any other. Hey, friends, on Saturday, I was highlighting the fact that a politician came forward and he wrote a brand new book. And he said of you, it's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep. And just think about it, friends. They're telling you this now because they've been so encouraged and so emboldened to act out that they don't even fear the American people because they've already said within themselves, look at how easy they are to control. And as I've said so many times, and I'm reciting Dr. Benjamin Franklin, when you make yourself sheep, friends, the wolves will devour. And that's exactly what's happening. And again, friends, things are not getting better. They're getting worse. They're getting worse, friends. But again, I don't know what the American people are going to understand outside of judgment at this point before God. And if you're honest with yourself before a just and a holy God, and you see the things that the American people have tolerated in this country, how is it that you can ask God, our Heavenly Father, for more mercy? Because I'll tell you, when I'm in prayer, I have a real hard time going there. Because I know that we in this country deserve exactly what we get. And I'm talking about the guilty. And the guilty are the ones that are responsible. And the ones that are responsible, we would call them wicked because they do nothing about what, in other words, they do nothing about the wrongs. They don't take responsibility to right the wrongs. They let the wrong people rule the roost, and that's exactly what they intend to do, is to rule the roost. How can you ask God to be merciful, friends? I ask the Lord to be merciful upon the innocent who don't deserve what they've been given. I ask for mercy from the Lord to drop judgments upon the heads of the wicked, like King David prayed when he said, it's time for you to work, Lord, for they have forgotten thy law. Lord, they're killing babies in the womb innocently, friends. Lord, they're advocating everything to overthrow American law, your moral law. They're at war with you, God. And I can just hear the Lord laugh now, friends. The answer from heaven in Psalm 2 is what? The Lord shall laugh upon them. But friends, let it not be on the backs of our children. Let us stand up and do the stuff as we call it in the ministry. And friends, just shooting from the hip today, highlighting what's going on. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do and what we are doing. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, friends. Deeds, not words. See ya.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.